the fuck is up, everyone? My name is Samantha Bentley, and I am your relationship triple expert, and you are listening to Shut Up Bentley. I'm here today with the evilest girl in the world, my evil twin, Miss Evil Aiden.
Hello.
So today we're going to talk about dating on the road, like on tour.
I think that's always a good idea. And we're such experts.
We are experts on it. This is actually, I guess that this show is kind of a joke because let's face it, I suck at relationships. But this is actually something that I do know about. Me and Aiden and I have had our fair share of experience of dating guys on the road and being the girlfriend left at home.
People always are so curious about relationships with like musicians. They're like, oh, I would love to date a rock star.
No, you wouldn't.
But the thing is, once you like get involved with them, it's like this constant snowball effect, and you can only date musicians.
It's so true.
You know how it is. Like for me, I've never dated a male in my entire life who was not in a band or had a record deal.
That's the same as me. I've only ever dated musicians. I mean,
but I don't mean to. It's just who I roam with.
Exactly the same as me. And then you get the title, like everyone thinks you're a groupie, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm not being funny, but those are the guys that I'm attracted to. Those are the guys that seem to be drawn to me.
But there is a difference between the groupies, as you know, and the band girlfriends.
Yes.
Because there is a girlfriend stature that like you have like enough like points to like be a girlfriend. It's like playing a video game.
It is like playing a video game.
You cash in your points to like say like, oh, I'm worth being a girlfriend. Or
let
wait,
me give
I'm just
you
a random girl.
Tip, girls. If you're on the guest list, but you're not backstage, you're not a girlfriend.
Or if you're on the guest list and don't have a laminate,
then you're not a girlfriend.
If you have a wristband.
If you have a fucking wristband to the guest area and the member of the band you have fucked does not come out to the guest area to say hi, you're probably not his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend's probably back there with him.
Yeah.
And that you're in the VIP area waiting by the bar just in case he gets away from his girlfriend for 10 minutes.
That doesn't make you the girlfriend.
No. Or actually you're in the holding tank, as we call it. I've heard this on a tour that I used to be on. They would call it the Dracula holding tank. And they would put all the girls in this like in this area that they would invite for the day. And it would be in the catering area is what they would call it. But if like one of the guys didn't have a girl there for that night, like the road manager or the merch guy or whatever, he would go to the Dracula holding tank and walk by it and see like six or seven girls just sitting there waiting for someone to come. Like, oh, the singer said he's going to be here in 10 minutes. Yeah, bullshit. The singer's sending his fucking merch guy to come fuck you and laugh about it with his girlfriend on the bus.
Oh my God.
But yes, there's often Dracula holding tanks on tour. So if you're one of those girls, I would just step away from that nice little area and
go and pick up your self-respect off the floor.
Pick up your self-respect off the floor. Go outside and find someone else because it's just not happening for you that day.
What's it like being the girlfriend on the road with the band? And then do you worry about them being with other girls or other?
I think if I'm on the road, then I don't worry about it because
you're
there because
you're watching.
But if I, you know, obviously I've been the girlfriend sitting at home. I've been the girlfriend sitting at home that while they're on tour, then I worry.
Yes, I've always been like, because the way I was raised, I was conceived on a tour bus. I was touring.
Aiden is pure rock and roll.
Yeah, I was touring since I was a kid, so I kind of grew up touring with the rock and roll scene, so my relationship mentality got formed around guy musicians. So I have that mentality instilled in my head instead of the normal girl mentality.
Yeah.
So that's the only problem with me is
you don't know how to think another way. You are actually.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm the girl that covers for the guys on the road. Like I'm sitting there because I've been like the tour manager and sitting there and I'm always there and I'm like, oh wait, your girlfriend's being a complete cunt. Okay, you can go fuck this one. Whatever, I'll cover for you. And I'm like, oh shit, I hope that never happens.
Oh my God, I completely, yeah, because I think that being the girlfriend on the road, because I've never actually done a full tour just because I can't deal with being on a full tour. I just can't do it. But I think being on the road is actually really hard because you're in a confined space. You're around them all the time. And it's different from being at home because you're around the rest of the band as well. It's a very small space, the tour bus, like everyone gets very, very angsty. It can be very, very hard to be on the road with your boyfriend. I mean, you've tour managed bands, so you've been around not only your own boyfriend on tour, but like other people and their girlfriends. So what's that like? To see it from, to see a relationship through your eyes and you think, oh shit, I hope I'm not like that.
Well, me being like from a tour manager standpoint, I was like a complete bitch to the girlfriends. I would only let them stay a certain amount of time because when the girlfriends come out, the guys in the band don't do their responsibilities. Yes. They don't like go to their signings. They don't go to the stage on time. They're fucking always hiding shit from their girlfriend about like the girls being around. So they're being all weird and like not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I have like, I had time limits before I would kick the girlfriends off a tour. They could stay for 1 week or less. And then I would kick them off.
Oh, 1 week. That's a long time.
There was this one girlfriend that came out that I would actually, she would come out for like 2 days and I would find her sneaking on the bus and I would actually like physically remove her off the bus because she would cause so much drama for the guys. And she would be like, oh no, I'm just hiding. And she would like literally would get off stage and would open the bunk and there she would be hiding out like a fucking squirrel in the bunk.
Was she an actual girlfriend? Or?
Yeah, well, she was a fired merch girl turned girlfriend.
Oh shit.
That so didn't
that's a bit creepy.
Didn't stay on tour because I kicked her off once she started fucking the band. Oh my
God. What tips would you give to girls that want to date rock stars?
Don't do it.
All right. You'll never have a relationship with one unless you treat them like they treat you.
Okay, so don't do it. But after you tell them not to do it and they still want to go out and shag a star,
shagging's different.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If you want to date them, grow a fucking thick skin because you're going to get cheated on. And I hate to say it, girls, you are. Like, no matter how great they are, no matter how wonderful they are, no matter how much they love you, they will cheat on you.
The road is a very, very lonely, interesting place. And unless you've been there to understand it, you will not understand what it's like when you're on tour. And like how things just happen.
And things do just
like,
happen.
Things just happen, especially with me. Like I've had it happen to me a million times. I'm like, oh shit, how did that happen? I was supposed to be so well behaved. And then I'm like, but I'm banging this fucking girl backstage. And then
well, yeah, things do just happen when you're on the road. And like, I think that a lot of girls, I mean, I personally never counted that as cheating, but I mean, a lot of girls will count it as cheating. And I think to have the mentality where you can be like, okay, what happens on the road stays on the road and actually be okay with it, like genuinely be okay with it, not say that you're okay with it.
Well, that's okay as long as what happens on the road stays on the road. But the only problem is those fucking girls, as you know, they travel to meet the band in different cities and fly out to see them, and then all of a sudden they're on tour for like 2 weeks because they're following the bus like a goddamn puppy.
And then they and now with the magic that is social networking, we can
I love that
tweets from girls informing everyone who they fucked and informing everyone where they are. So guys in bands, if you're listening, you might want to keep your bitches on a leash because your girlfriend will find out.
Completely find out. That's the problem with social networking too. It's definitely made relationships a lot harder because it's a lot harder to cheat now.
It is a lot harder to cheat, especially if you're in a band and these girls, they want to kind of tweet about everything that happens. So, you know, this guy thinks he's getting away with it or whatever. But while he's banging her, the girl's like bent over tweeting.
She's taking a picture and tweeting it.
Instagram.
Exactly.
Yeah, like being fucked by at whoever at the moment. It's like, oh.
And then you get done fucking and you look at your Twitter and you're like, you stupid fucking cunt.
And then you're like, oh, babe, can you delete that tweet?
That'd be great. And then they get all offended because they're like, why? You have a girlfriend? And you're like, yes.
So I do have a girlfriend. We all have girlfriends.
every single musician, girls out there, every single musician has an at-home girlfriend. They have a muse. They have someone that they love at home. They have someone that they go home to. If you are seeing them on the road, that is not you. Okay? Every single one of them, let me tell you, I'm reiterating this so you understand, has a girlfriend at home. Okay? Don't think they don't.
So, on that note, we're going to wrap this shit up. My name is Samantha Bentley. And guys, if you have any questions for Aiden or I, you can email us through our websites. Mine is badbentley.com. And Aiden's is
evilaiden.com.
Or you can stalk us via our Twitter pages. We will respond to any questions. Mine is @bad_Bentley.
And mine is just Aiden Ashley.
Thank you very much, guys. Peace the fuck out.
Bye-bye.